And we're back with Blood Sailing America, where our answer today is going to be inaction at the time a fence against Big Pharma is required continued. I'm going to continue with some information I was giving last week. And this is also going to be the focus of my newsletter for this week, which you can sign up if you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and click on the link section, go to the bottom. There is a newsletter called American Survival, which I contribute to, and you can sign up for free and receive that by email. And I'm trying to inform you of a lot of different things, but especially important things you need to go check out for yourself in regards to what's happening with the medical devils. And so I want to continue today with a list of very important documents which are, when put together, going to bring the vaccine, bioweapon, genocidal maniacs to their knees. I don't claim to have all the answers. I'm not sure how it's going to happen. But all I can tell you is that we do know all we need to know. We have their documents stating what they're doing. And actually, just 10 minutes before the show started, I was doing a show with a woman by the name of Desiree Rover from the Netherlands, and she's been critical in translating some of the documents from this CHAD vaccine research horror show happening in Africa where they're, you know, killing children with vaccines. She's been translating a lot of the French documents into English, but I did her show, and she's doing the same thing I'm doing in the Netherlands, trying to wake people up. And we have pretty much the same situation all over the globe at this point. Some of the things that are being done to some groups of people are a little more outrageous in some areas. But all in all, they're killing us. And, of course, that's what we have to face and do whatever we can to change before it's too late. So if you have questions or comments during the show, because I'm going to be doing this show solo again today, so much to discuss with you, you can call in anytime at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I love to talk to the listeners. Very important. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking. And, of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And please let them know what shows you appreciate. I think that's an important thing to do. And always remember, if you want to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the over 1,300 biowarfare labs, mad scientists, and that's just in the U.S., if I was you, I would purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. You can learn more about that on the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com as well. Because although silver will not get rid of the viruses that have been injected into you in vaccines, they can certainly be very important in terms of whatever bioweapon you're being coughed or sneezed on by the idiots who are actually allowing themselves to be vaccinated with disease. Pretty amazing stuff. Okay, so before I get into the new material, I just want to quickly go through some of the documents I discussed last week. And these are important documents which will make it impossible for Big Pharma to not be exposed as to what they're actually doing. As I was mentioning on Desiree's show right before this show, of course, our problem is where do we go? Who do we present our case of crimes against humanity and genocide to? Because the agencies that are supposed to protect the peoples of the world are, of course, all protecting the genocidal maniacs. And so that's the hard part. But certainly the most important thing that we need to do is to wake up as many people as possible. In fact, the vaccination assault is the most important assault to address first, in my opinion, for many reasons, one of which is, of course, if they can keep you sick, you're never going to be able to open your eyes or stand up on your feet, especially if they label you disabled, because that's their hook in order to get you on whatever drugs, be it psychiatric drugs or any other drugs that they want you to take. You must follow doctor's orders in order to keep your quote-unquote benefit. So that's a very important thing from the beginning. You do not want their benefits. That is, if you want to have any say on how you're going to be able to deal with whatever health issue that you have. And the whole vaccine thing is something we can say no to. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine who lives in Illinois was telling me earlier that she was invited to a meeting of a group of people who were coming together because they wanted to basically just share information and chew the fat in regards to what could we possibly do to take our liberties back, to get freedom back. You know, where do we start? And I wish I would have been there, because I would have immediately said with vaccines. Because, you see, not only are vaccines causing such horrific damage and making people sick, but, of course, they're also a very important way that they're controlling us in regards to school and working in hospitals and whatever the case may be. That's how they're trying to brainwash us into the fact that we must lick the boots of our master. If all of us, or a huge percentage of us, just rose up and said, we're not going to vaccinate, we're not going to do this anymore, period, it's done, what would they do? You see, there's nothing they can do. They can legislate and send their drones, whatever. But you know what? Once you get a hold of all these documents I'm talking about between last week and this week, in which I have links to in my newsletters, you will have so much evidence. If anybody dares to come near you with a needle and you start asking them questions about these things, they're not going to be able to stay in the same room with you because it's very overwhelming. Now, unfortunately, many people, you know, think, well, if only we could get more doctors like you, Dr. Carly. It's not going to happen, okay? The people are really not willing to stand with doctors like me. They pretty much do nothing, and nobody's going to risk everything for people that who do nothing. I guess I must be delusional or something to think that eventually it's going to make a difference. But, of course, the other problem is that with the licensure, they control all professionals. Be a doctor, lawyer, CPS worker, you name it, hairstylist, they all have to be licensed. And that's how they control you. And if you don't do what you're told, then you're going to lose your license. And the more time and money you've spent on your education, the less likely you're going to be willing to lose your license. And that's why so many are selling their souls for cash. But, of course, you know, the doctors hopefully are going to themselves, going to each other, getting their toxic treatment. So eventually, you know, we can put that chapter of the medical mafia behind us. You know, let them take their own medicine and let them, you know, get some side effects going. So anyways, I just wanted to mention the most important documents. This is a review of what I talked about before, and then I'm going to get into new documents. Okay, number one, and the one that we can thank Desiree from the Netherlands for translating from French, is the document entitled the WHO AEFI Investigation Guidelines. AEFI stands for Adverse Event Following Immunization. And this is available at a website, which is too long for me to read. But suffice it to say that within this document, they actually have a flow chart which shows the steps that are supposed to be taken by any quote-unquote investigators when there's a question of vaccine adverse reactions. Everybody with a vaccine-damaged child or pet should print that out and add that to your collection, because it goes to show they never, ever follow their own guidelines to investigate adverse reactions. What they do is find any other excuse that they can lay on, or, lay the vaccine damage on. Coincidence is one of their favorites. But, if you actually followed the guidelines and actually did the investigation, it would be self-evident, especially when you use observation as your first line of scientific evaluation. Okay, I see we're going to the break. I love talking to you listeners, so please, as I said, feel free to call up. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is in action at the time Fence Against Big Pharma is Required continued. And we have Frank from North Carolina on the line. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, hi, Dr. Carl. I don't want to take up much of your time, but I was trying to listen to your broadcast, your Saturday broadcast at 1 o'clock, and you weren't there. I was just wondering if you could give me any information on that.
Yes. A few weeks ago, I was told that I was no longer allowed to post archives of my own show on Sheldon Day's website, which he is kind enough to post my my archives under the lightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives, because I just don't have the bandwidth for it, and I just don't get enough support, to have somebody do that on my sites. And so when I was told by Joe McNeil that I could no longer post my own archives, I had a problem with that, because first of all, my show is from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Lots of people do have a life. They oftentimes go to the grocery store or whatever during the day on Saturday. And I knew that many people access the archives, and I was getting lots of emails, what's going on here. And the reason he gave me is because he wanted people to pay $20 a month to access the archives. Now, I know that people that listen to internet radio, as a rule, they're not your wealthier Americans. Many people are just barely surviving, and I thought that was a ridiculous price to charge. And then, after all the complaints I was getting, I decided, if I can't post my own archives, I'm not going to be on the network. Because as far as I'm concerned, first of all, I have no problem if the station posts archives. I know, what's our goal here? Are we trying to stop the predators, or what's our goal? To make personal money, off show hosts? So I finally decided, actually, it was very comical. I got an email from him, I believe it was on Thursday. He wanted me to do a show Monday through Friday in addition to my Saturday show, at which point I said, not only will I not do a daily show, but I'm not going to do the Saturday show if I can't access my own archives. And the answer was, nope, you can't access your own archives. And so I took my show off that station. You see, I have lots of things to do. And my goal is to get, information out to as many people as possible. And, I spend about 20 hours a week between radio shows. I do research for radio shows and my newsletter, et cetera. And I'm willing to do that. But I'm not willing to just have my show be, a money maker for some station. This is about the information.
All right, I understand. I figured that was the case. I just needed some clarification.
That's the clarification.
All right. I'm dispatched.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me just ask you, you're in North Carolina, right?
Right.
So are you seeing any indication of, you know, people starting to look up at the chemtrails or, you know, wake up in whatever way that you could mention?
No.
No?
No one's waking up here. I'm hoping that this is an anomaly, and that I'm actually in Charlotte, which is Mecklenburg County, and everybody around here is pretty happy. This is like the, you know, big banking town.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up here, and it's changed quite a bit. It's grown tremendously, but it's a big banking town. People are kind of obsessed with the usual things, American Idol, Spectator, professional sports and whatnot, and they really resent and are offended if you try and talk about anything of substance that has any bearing on the future of our species or anything like that. They really resent it, and they don't like that.
Right.
They see you as a troublemaker.
Yeah, because they're getting their whatever. They've sold their soul for cash. They're making millions, if not billions. And so what do they care, you know? If their relatives that maybe live back on the farm or whatever are being destroyed, I know that's the problem. Too many people have sold their soul for cash. Obviously, that is one of our biggest problems.
Yeah, they're self-serving, they're hypocritical, and they don't want to look in the mirror. They want to believe certain things about their own existence and character. That they care about children, that they care about humanity. But it's so obvious to me that they really don't. It's all an illusion, and they enjoy it. And every day I think of that that line. I forget if it was Confucius or someone. He who speaks the truth often speaks to himself or herself, as the case may be. But, you know, that basically means people don't want the truth.
Right.
They want to be told what makes them comfortable and happy. So.
Well, we continue to do all we can to wake up those with ears to hear. And the ones who don't want to listen, you know, let's see what their million-dollar salaries gets them once they're in the hospital, whatever the case may be. You know, it's going to be kind of interesting how that works out. Okay, thanks for your call, Frank. I really appreciate it. And we'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Back with What's Ailing America, where AnswerJ is in action at the time offense against Big Pharma is required continued. And we have some other callers on the line. I'll bring you on in just a moment. I just want to comment on what Frank from North Carolina said. I'm glad he mentioned he's in Charlotte, because Charlotte is the biggest city close to me, about 45 minutes or so. And Charlotte is obviously under severe frequency mind control type situations. After all, that's where the Democratic National Convention is or was. And I actually went there with a friend of mine shortly before that to try to take some constructive measures in regards to possibly decreasing those frequencies. And this involves something called orgone blasters, which you can check out on the internet. But anyways, it was really amazing to me. You could see all the antennas on all the different buildings. So obviously they're transmitting to people. And that is a very large epicenter of the banksters. So no surprise that they could care less about what's happening to humanity, because they're making cash. But I just want to let you all know that I am very uplifted. I'm hearing from so many people all over the world, people who are learning how to do what I do. I do teach people how to do my protocol, people who are doing radio shows themselves and using information from myself and others the word is really getting out there. So do not be, I don't even like that word, depressed. Because if you think about it, who wouldn't be depressed knowing what RBN listeners know? But don't feel defeated, because there's no question in my mind that the momentum is increasing. More and more people are realizing what's going on. And as I said, once they get it, if you want your freedom back, start saying no to the needle. Start there. Okay, and watch and see what happens. Okay. We have Joanna from Ohio on the line. Are you there, Joanna?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Rebecca, been listening to RBN since 2006-ish, and appreciate your work, but you're going to think this is a little crazy, but I've been thinking, and I've been meeting with people in my area. We formed a militia, but anyway, what does it take for someone to get views on mainstream media, television, like Jesse Ventura did on True TV?
Okay. All right, let me answer. First of all, it takes lots and lots of cash, and unless your information fits the agenda of the psychopaths, it's never going to happen. You know, in my opinion, Jesse Ventura, he's like COINTELPRO. You know, he puts out lots of information. He scares people. Any solutions? Absolutely not. Okay?
But our calamity is on a massive scale. So I think that we need to think massively. I mean, if it were possible, I mean, there's so many of us. There's you, right. Deanna, Rick Adams. There's hundreds of thousands of people across the globe. If somebody could come together, put something, because that's what the sheeple relate to.
Right. But like I said, unless you have lots of cash or you're going along with the agenda they want, it's never going to happen. Hopefully, you know, more and more people are listening to stations like RBN. You know, you can get bumper stickers from RBN. You can put those on
business
your car.
Card.
And then you're sitting out, you know, just at a traffic light. And next thing you know, I've had this happen to me many times. You look in the rearview mirror. Somebody's writing down your bumper sticker,
right.
You know,
oh,
website.
I've got 42 of them on my 18-year-old heap, believe me.
Right. So the point is that it is happening as we speak, Joanna. It is happening. And how long it's going to take, I don't know.
They bring the troops and the tanks down our streets, you know, we're going to be their victims. I would like to see them become the victim. I mean, you know, play the devil's game. You know, he's pumping everybody day in, day out with these massive lies about, you know, terrorists across the globe. We're murdering people in massive proportions. So I was just thinking that, you know, have you ever seen the movie, I can't remember. But Sagan comes together and builds this gyro to send Jodie Foster to another planet. We've got to go to another planet. And if everybody would get together, I don't know, some kind of a central source where, you know, money could be donated and put something on mainstream, you know, push.
All right, let me give you my opinion on that. First of all, I've never started a group, and I don't join groups because, as I've been watching for about 16 years now, they're always infiltrated with provocateurs and double agents. Yeah. It never works. Okay? And especially if there's a donation situation. Unless you're a 501c3 and they can get a tax deduction, they're not going to do it. As soon
What's
as you become...
working for me is a local shooting range, talk to your sheriff,
right.
the M word. You know, I know people are watching for these militias, and come together in your community and inform each other. I mean, that's working for us.
Right. And actually, I would suggest if you call it a truth militia, here's my weapon.
There
it's
you go.
Proof of what they're doing.
There
you see,
go.
That puts a whole other spin on it.
You're right, though. You know, I go to the shooting range, I go to the hardware store, and people are coming together and buying, you know, rope and things and prepping. You know, I've been prepping for 5 years. You know, I found out my neighbor is, you know. But then you've got the neighbors that want to go to the police and say, hey, she's crazy. She thinks that Israel is lying, you know, and that this is all biblical, and, you know, these Jews are lying to us for 6,000 years and all this. You know, I've had that happen, too. So you have to
Let me just say, the answer is always, I've done my homework, you prove me wrong.
Right.
But let me also say, very importantly, is that in regards to this whole neighbor thing, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning about that. Look up InfraGuard, InfraGuard. I don't remember if it's through the NSA or the CIA, but your neighbor can be paid to spy on you.
Exactly.
So it's all great. You know, if you have neighbors of like minds, that's all great. But just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am. And I've known about business since the 1970s. So is my brother. So him and I are this, you know, kind of force within my small family to prepare.
Right.
But I think if we could shout this from the mountaintops, because I was born with a Bible in my lap, you know, and beat them at their own game somehow.
Right.
But,
well,
we
are shouting it from the mountaintops.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I don't do Facebook, but, you know, any of you who do Facebook, you know, put up links to shows.
I've got thousands of friends, and they've got thousands of friends, so,
right.
And we all think alike.
Well, there you go. We use our CIA-created Facebook against them.
Yeah,
you know, just
oh,
like
golly.
We're using the Internet against them. It's going to be funny how it all works out.
Yeah.
Because, see, once people lose their fear, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't dare post here, I don't dare do this or that, whatever, they might come after me. They're already coming after you, okay? Just accept it, okay? That's the way it is. And so now is the time to do something before, as you said, you know, you got the tanks moving down the streets and all the rest of it. And didn't we just get an excellent display of what these psycho cops are willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
We just had Waco Part 2 with this Dorner guy. Now, I don't know what the deal with him is, but one thing I do know for sure is that they're lying about everything. And to actually hear them saying on their little walkie-talkies, we're going to do a burner thing, and then the next thing you know, this guy's engulfed in flames. Think of what a way to go, okay? And that was because he allegedly shot one of their boys, okay? How many people have their boys shot? You know,
yeah.
And actually, apparently this guy, he was trying to report, you know, a vicious treatment of arrested people that he witnessed. And so what happens when you do the right thing? Well, eventually you get burned up in a Waco thing.
Well, that's what they're showing us on their mass media.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just I think it's all a Hollywood script. They have got it all planned out. They are murdering people and just putting it in our face and saying, you know, now what are you going to do?
Right.
And it's just so obvious. But
and someday they're going to get their answer. That's
I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Eli James. I mean, he has showed me there is no fear. I mean, they cannot harm us. They've been doing this for so many centuries.
Right.
And right now we have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
And I am not there's not a fearful bone in my body. And I'm teaching my children and her friends and you know, they're getting the word out, and, you know, we just have to watch our back because these demons have taken control of this realm. And
well, you just mentioned something very important that I want to underline. And, callers, please hold on. I'm going to get to you. Is this idea of teaching the children. I've said it on my show before. If children were homeschooled and Deanna Spingola's two books were used as, like, you know, history, you know, and my stuff was used for health. I mean, just imagine what would happen with these children, how empowered they would become, and how, you know, they would go out and spread the word because, you see.
And they're so smart. My daughter, 12 years ago, came to me and said, Mommy, was Hitler really a bad man? And
mm-hmm.
we began to, you know, she opened my eyes again. Like I said, I've watched this happen since I was 12 years old, you know, 1968.
Right.
You know, and my father, who fought in World War One, World War Two, my grandparents told me all about Bolshevism and how no, it wasn't the Jews, it was us, the Christians, and all this is just being just covered and swept away from these children, and they are so smart, they can see a demon, you know, a mile away.
Right. But I just want to mention, because I got to get to the other callers, but
yes, ma'am.
I just want to mention the children need to know what's going on.
Yes.
Because until they're actually working for Big Brother, you see, they have nothing to lose. And once they realize that their world is basically Hunger Games, I mean, go to the Hunger Games movie, and that's where we're going,
right,
folks. Okay. So if you don't want that, then you have to do something.
It's not good, right. Okay, well, bless you, and thank you for everything. I've got your phone number on my refrigerator in case I fall ill. But me and my kitty cats take colloidal silver every day. They're showing signs of allergies, you know, from the chemtrails and the toxins. You give them colloidal silver, and they're well.
Right. Well, they need good food, too, so that's
Oh, yeah, raw rabbit. And I just shot a week ago.
Oh, I love rabbits. Okay, please, I don't want to hear.
Well, but it's raw, natural food. Bless you.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, thank you for the call, Joanna. Okay, BJ, are you there?
Hey, Dr. Carney, hi. Well,
hi.
These two callers I just listened to said, I can't believe, like, words came out of their mouth that was going to come out of my mouth. And with Wayne, the first guy, he sounds, like, so discouraged because of how we've tried to help people wake up gently. We've tried all the approaches. We've left articles sit around or DVDs, you know, about trying to be pushy. And you know what? Their access to the info is the same as ours. If they wanted it, they would have gotten it.
Right.
And, you know, I just feel sorry for them in a way. You know, I just wondered, you know, it's real hard to walk into my sister's kitchen and talk about what color curtains she ordered and,
yeah,
you know, hey, you know, or, yeah, whatever. But still, it can be so discouraging. But, you know, I think they are starting to see. And one thing we can and be encouraged by, I think, is by watching what they're doing. I think that the stronger we're getting, the heavier and thicker it's coming from them. All these, how do we even know you guys shot anybody? Did we see any dead bodies or blood anywhere?
Right,
I mean,
right. That's, you know, why I said the one thing we can be sure of is that they've lied about everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't believe anything. It's another distraction.
And this last gal, I forget her name, but her saying the whole thing's a Hollywood movie. If it's on television, that's because they want it there for a reason, not because to inform us, you know. So if it and especially if they cover the most, then, you know, it's, you know, all a game and a put-on. But anyway.
Well, let me just say, including Jesse Ventura, because it gets me a little irked when people act like Jesse Ventura, oh, look what a patriot is, blah, blah, blah. Check out his worldwide wrestling videos. He's wearing a leather jacket with Masonic symbolism on it.
Oh, my God.
He's telling things to us. It's like right in our face. As a matter of fact, one of my friends who gives me lots of good information sent me a paper in regards to Revelation of the Method. And basically, this is like trauma programming. And what's more traumatic than to keep showing us all of these horror stories, even if this guy was in the cabin, even if he shot four people? Can you imagine what it's like to be incinerated? I mean, this is America?
What he did was he bumped up against the legal system, and he found out how ugly it is and getting framed and everything. It's just, you know, they're saying, well, that happened back then. Well, listen, you know, a lot of things have happened to him in the meantime, too, and we're all in this boat. And her saying we have nothing to lose. You know, we do have our lives to lose, and that's the saddest thing, because what made me call you to begin with was talking about the people that are happy, and Wayne said about that. And I thought, hey, you know, it just struck me. Maybe they are so much more fearful than we are because they do have it so good. You know, when we've been there and back and up and down like I have in life, you know, I chose to have a sparse overhead because I don't want the wolf at my butt all day long, you know. I've worked hard all my life. So, you know, they are in their grip, they're happy there because they have other things, but boy, I'm telling you, they're going to be in for the rudest awakening. And it is really too hard to believe what we know.
Oh, yeah. Let
it
me
really
give you
is.
A visual. Let me just give you the visual I just got. They're living on whatever the 50th floor of the most expensive condo building in Charlotte. And all of a sudden, whatever, you know, crap hits the fan, there's no food on the grocery shelves. So not only do they have no food, but they can't get up and down 50 flights of stairs to, you know, go to the food pantry or whatever. What are they going to do? Because, you know, these are the people that are not getting ready. Okay, there's
right.
music. We're going to break down for a minute. And other callers, please don't hang up. We're going to get to you shortly. I love talking to the listeners. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America. We have a few callers on the line. BJ, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
You were talking about your friends in the high-rise?
Yes. No, I'm making a hypothetical situation.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, too, key is to learn about the Jews, but it really doesn't matter who's doing this to us. It's up to us now, no matter who that enemy is. But I think
right.
it's key to really understand, yes, this can be happening to us. This, yes, there are human beings, quote-unquote, that are this diabolical. And once you understand the nature of the atrocities that have been done, are going on now, then it is more believable to know that this is a terrible plan for us, and they got control. And
well,
there, one thing I want to mention is we might be down to whisper down the lane before this is over with if they, you know, try to stop dead any kind of getting together or anything, you know, if they see it happening. But their weak spot is money. And the other thing I wanted to mention was an article on Activist Post that is absolutely excellent for explaining where we're at time-wise, what this is really about, who's against who here, and what it is. And it's really very, very good. But he stresses at the end, we're getting real short on time.
Okay,
so,
wait, hold on. Is that activistpost.com or .org?
Yes, .com.
Okay.
And it's titled Foreign and Domestic Enemies.
Excellent.
Really, very good. But I guess that's all, because we could talk forever, you know. But
yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
and,
thank you. And I know that you're helping to spread the word. Thank you for what you're doing. Okay, Anita from Austin. Are you there, Anita?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I called in response to one of the callers who was frustrated and wanted to get out messages to the media. And my husband and I have worked for the last 3 years on a documentary. You may have heard of it. It's called Behold a Pale Horse.
Yes.
America's Last Chance. And we consider it an excellent tool for educating the masses and for friends and family that have no clue what we're talking about, the ones that are talking about what color their curtains are, like one of your prior callers was saying.
Right, right.
I have the same frustration myself, and I think this video explains it in a way that is palatable to most people. I mean, some people still are like, well, it's some of it's a conspiracy, but it lays it out very clearly what is happening from Agenda 21 to who's behind, who's pulling the strings of the puppets, to the Constitution, the states' rights, Second Amendment, and on and on. So,
but it doesn't mention vaccines as bioweapons, I don't think, does it?
Well, we actually have interviewed 40 people, 40 patriots who are experts in their field. We interviewed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and our movie is going to be a trilogy. Part one, we kind of covered the broad bases. Parts two and three will include those areas, vaccine, food safety, education. There's a lot of areas that we couldn't cram into it.
Okay, if you could hold on, I want to just continue a little bit after the break. And please, other callers, hold on. We'll be right back after this very short break. Stay tuned.